Welcome to a deep dive into a fascinating area where ancient martial arts meets modern technology. We're going to explore how wearable sensors could change the world of Wing Chun.
Yeah, the fusion of these two things is quite compelling.
Our guide for this exploration is a research paper called Using Wearable Sensors for Real-Time Recognition Tasks in Games of Martial Arts, an Initial Experiment by Ernst Heinz and his team. They're really focused on using, affordable sensors to analyze Wing Chun movements.
Yeah, and that's an important point because this type of motion analysis is typically very expensive. It's really only used by professional athletes right now. But this research could make it much more accessible.
Exactly. Imagine giving anyone training in martial arts the same level of analysis that professional athletes have access to. That's really the vision driving this research.
Yeah, their goal is to use these wearable sensors to analyze martial arts movements, specifically Wing Chun, in real time. This has huge implications for training, maybe even gaming, by making motion analysis more affordable and available.
It's about taking something that used to be exclusive and bringing it to a much wider audience.
And they didn't just talk about it, they actually did it. They ran a really interesting experiment to test their ideas.
Let's talk about that experiment.
Yeah.
So they equipped their subjects with 8 MT9 sensor boxes, strategically placed on different parts of the body, and then had them perform a specific Wing Chun form.
Each of those sensor boxes had accelerometers and gyroscopes. To put it simply, these measure movement and rotation. That's the raw data they use for their analysis.
Okay, so we've got our subjects all hooked up with these sensors. The form they chose for this experiment was ChumQ.
ChumQ is a standardized sequence of movements in Wing Chun, which makes it really good for this research. That standardization gives them a solid baseline to compare against so they can analyze the different ways people execute the movements.
And what's amazing is they found that the data from just the gyroscope on the neck was enough to identify and even count the turns in the ChumQ form.
That says a lot about how precise both Wing Chun and these sensors are. When they looked at the data, they saw these really distinct, regular peaks and troughs that matched up perfectly with the expert's movements. But when the amateur moved, the patterns weren't as clear.
So we're already seeing a difference in skill level just from looking at those patterns.
Exactly. And this difference is crucial. It suggests that with a bit more refinement, we could use this technology to figure out skill level automatically and maybe even give people personalized feedback.
And the research gets even more interesting when you look at the explosiveness of movements.
That's where frequency range power, or FRP, comes in. This basically measures how much force is generated in a short burst, which is a big deal in lots of martial arts.
And not surprisingly, there was a big difference in the FRP values between the expert and the amateur, especially in the sensors on their lower legs. This difference shows how well the sensors can tell skill levels apart based on this one metric. And this difference in explosiveness is really important in Wing Chun because the speed and force of your strikes are a big part of what makes them effective.
So now we're not just talking about whether or not someone did the move, but how they did it.
It's sort of like having this incredibly detailed breakdown of every single motion, showing you all the little nuances in their technique.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really exciting. This data has the potential to completely change the way martial arts are taught and practiced.
Imagine getting instant feedback on your form, having the technology pinpoint areas you need to work on with a level of detail that was impossible before.
Now, while this paper was specifically looking at recognizing turns and measuring explosiveness, the researchers also looked at other cool features in machine learning algorithms to analyze the data. They found even more possibilities beyond these first findings.
It seems we are on the verge of a major breakthrough here, and not just for martial arts.
It's important to remember this research is really just the first step. There's still a lot to explore, but the potential applications of this technology, even beyond martial arts, are pretty fascinating.
It does seem like the possibilities are endless. Where else could we use this technology?
Well, one area is physical therapy. We could use it to monitor a patient's progress and give therapists objective data so they can develop personalized treatment plans.
That would be amazing. It could really revolutionize rehabilitation and make it so much more data-driven and tailored to each patient.
Exactly. And let's not forget about sports training. Imagine athletes in all kinds of sports getting real-time feedback on their technique, improving their performance, and reducing the risk of injuries.
It's exciting to think about how this technology could bridge the gap between these traditional practices and modern technology. And speaking of bridging gaps, we've got more to uncover in this paper, specifically about Wing Chun.
Yeah. We've talked about the researchers' goal of using wearable sensors to analyze Wing Chun movements. particularly the CHUM-Q form. But let's dig deeper into their experimental methodology.
Right, so we know they equipped their subjects with those 8 MT9 sensor boxes, each containing accelerometers and gyroscopes. But their attention to detail went beyond that.
They were very meticulous about it. They carefully considered the placement of each sensor, putting them on the subject's wrists, legs, neck, and hip to make sure they were capturing the most accurate data.
And they chose those specific locations in consultation with a Wing Chun expert to make sure they were getting data from the most important points of movement.
Exactly. This collaboration between researchers and martial arts experts is so crucial in this type of research. It makes sure that the technology is developed and used in a way that's relevant and practical.
That's what makes this research so interesting, this blend of scientific rigor and real-world application. We've talked about the sensors and where they put them, but what about the people they studied?
They worked with two subjects, one Wing Chun expert with years of experience and one amateur with just a couple years of training. This difference in skill level is a really important part of the experiment.
That difference let them compare and contrast the data to look for the specific things that differentiate an expert's movement from a novice's movement.
Right. They wanted to see if the sensors could pick up on those subtle differences in technique and execution. And as we touched on earlier, the data, especially from the gyroscope on the neck, showed a clear difference between the patterns made by the expert and the amateur.
Yes, and the insights weren't limited to just the neck gyroscope. They analyzed data from all of the sensors, looking at a bunch of features besides just turns and explosiveness.
One of those features was frequency entropy, or FRE.
Can you tell us a bit more about frequency entropy and what it means in this context?
Basically, frequency entropy is a way to measure how spread out the frequencies are in a signal. So a simple repetitive movement would usually have low frequency entropy, while a more complex and dynamic movement would have higher frequency entropy.
So if we're talking about Wing Chun, does this mean that a more skilled practitioner would likely have higher frequency entropy in their movements than someone who's just starting out?
That's exactly right. And the researchers wanted to know if this difference in frequency entropy could be measured by the sensors and used to tell different skill levels apart. What they found was really interesting.
So did they find a connection between frequency entropy and skill level in Wing Chun?
They did. When they looked at the data, they noticed these really cool cluster structures when they combined frequency entropy with other features like the median absolute signal from certain sensors.
So these clusters basically represent different skill levels in the data. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. And to see how reliable these clusters were, they even used machine learning algorithms like C4.5, KNN, and Naive Bayes.
It's incredible how we're seeing machine learning used in all these different fields now. For those of us who aren't data scientists, can you explain what these algorithms actually do in this context?
Sure. So these algorithms are basically different ways to train a computer to spot patterns in data. In this case, they wanted to see if the computer could tell if a movement came from the expert or the amateur just by looking at the sensor data.
And could it? Could it actually tell the difference?
It could. The classification trials using these algorithms were really successful. This just shows how much potential there is in combining wearable sensors with machine learning, not just for analyzing movement, but maybe even for teaching and improving complex movements like in Wing Chun.
That's an amazing thought. That technology could one day be used to guide our martial arts training with the same precision as a human master.
It's pretty exciting stuff. And it's important to keep in mind that this research is really just scratching the surface. The researchers themselves say there's a ton of room for more research here, like testing the technology with more Wing Chun forms and with people at more skill levels.
This first experiment has really opened up a world of possibilities. It's like they've taken the art of Wing Chun and combined it with the precision of data science, and it's revealing all these hidden insights into movement and technique.
And what's even more exciting is that this isn't limited to martial arts. Like we've been talking about, there are potential applications in physical therapy, sports training, you name it.
It's really amazing to see how these seemingly different fields, ancient martial arts and cutting-edge technology, can come together and lead to such groundbreaking results.
It is. It just goes to show that innovation often happens when we start connecting things that don't seem related at first glance. When we embrace those unexpected connections, we open ourselves up to all kinds of possibilities.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of wearable sensors and Wing Chun, we're left with this sense of wonder and excitement for what the future holds. If this is just the beginning, what other incredible breakthroughs are out there? What other aspects of human movement and performance can we unlock with technology? These are definitely questions worth pondering. Thank you for joining us on this exploration, and until next time, keep seeking knowledge.